You don't know what I've been through.
You're tuned into the Stellar Award-winning internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
It's the anointed one.
It's on your radio.
Yo. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
You are now in the mix with the smoothest DJ on the planet.
You're listening to the anointed one.
Let me know that God is up to something. He's doing something in our midst. We love you, God. Yeah. I'm praying, God, come and turn this thing around. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. I'm calling on that name that changes everything. Yeah. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. 'Cause all of my hope is in the name of Jesus. Breakthrough will come, come in the name of Jesus.
Break.
The name of Jesus. Jesus. Breakthrough will come. Come in the name of Jesus. So God, turn it around. God, turn it around. God, turn it around in my favor. God, turn it around. God, heal it again. Remove it again. Oh God, God, deliver again. God, restore again. God, break chains again. In our time and generation, revive us again. Bring us back again. It's not a begging thing, but it's just a declaration. God, turn it around last time. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. If you believe that, give him a great shout of praise in this room.
Many of you, I told you all of our songs are slow. Now, it's true, you drive hours, but this is slow. We have our own way, and we don't do a lot of jumping around and carrying. It's fine for people that are able to do it. I'm not able to do that. We're not able. We don't do a lot of running around and try to pull you up out of your seat and pull out stuff there, because I'm not able to do that. But I try to sing songs with meanings and understanding. And even if you don't like what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying. I try to make it real plain. And now is Jesus' time that we want to talk to him just a little bit now. Oh my God, he's so good. Yes, sir. I want to tell him, Jesus. I want to tell you something, Lord.
Jesus,
I don't want to get in no hurry.
I just
want to talk to you a little bit.
Jesus,
I want to tell you. Been good to me.
Oh,
so I love you, Jesus. You've been good to me. You've been so good. Better to me than I've been to myself.
So
I want to tell you again, Jesus.
Jesus,
I just want to tell you, Lord.
I
want to take time and tell you, because you took time and blessed me. You didn't have to do it, Jesus, but you did. And I want to tell you, Lord. Oh,
Jesus,
I just want to tell you, Lord. I
want to
tell you. This one, if you want to go ahead. Oh my God, we're talking to Jesus, isn't it? Right now, Jesus, I want to thank you. I got something to thank you for. You woke me up early this morning. You put food on my table. I want to thank you, Jesus. Oh, you brought me all the way here, Lord. Yeah, Lord, yeah. I
want to
thank you. I want to thank you, Jesus. I love you.
I love you
for
me.
Y'all don't mind me taking our time and doing it. Let me tell you again, I just want to tell you thank you. You put clothes on my back. I remember when I didn't even have good shoes to wear. I had to tie them up and put wire in them to hold them on my feet. Yeah, Lord! I had patches all over my clothes. But you kept me, Lord. Yes, you did.
Same God that healed my body, He healed
over 1900 years ago.
You saved my soul. You saved.
seek justice. That's the command we have to follow. Defend the orphan. That's the assignment of the season. That is the call. And it's upon us all to learn to do good. God wants righteousness and justice. He wants us to stand against all evil and oppression. He wants us to fight what we know is right. We will obey. We're all tired, hoping and praying. We're so tired of waiting on other people to change. We stand together for justice, and we raise our voices. It's what I want you to say. Even if it's just us, still enough of us. We don't change the world. We don't change the world. Listen. Seek purpose. We can't waste another minute. Time is not waiting. We have to see the bigger picture. We're part of the crowd. So we shout it aloud. Time for a change. We won't weary, we won't tire. We will not relent. Yeah, we lift the master higher. Till we are free. This is what we will be. This is our plea. Yeah. We're so tired of hoping and praying. Even if it's just us, still, say that again, even if it's just us, there's still enough of us. We gon' change the world, yeah. We gon' change the world. I was singing this right in my car, Commissioner. This can't happen again. This can't be how it is. All we want is a win. This is what we gotta do. Everybody say, I need to hear your dream, sinner. We gon' change the world. Everybody to
overcome someday. We shall over. Hold on, I heard you, prophet. Today.
Go ahead and praise him. We are right at the bottom of the hour. Thanking you so much for catching the wave. That's the sounds of William Murphy. Now, there is somebody today that's listening to this network, and that particular song really touched you, and you needed that song, and you needed those words to encourage you. And some of you are in a situation, in a place, a state of mind that you're frustrated, things just not going your way. You know, you've tried this one and you listened at what someone has told you to do, and you tried that and it still didn't work, and you're just about to give up, you know. But don't give up. Don't give up. Hold on. Keep the faith. Hang in there. You know, the race is not given to the swift nor to the strong, but he that endures to the end. And you know, you are an endurer. And I want to encourage you today, in spite of the situation or circumstances, you can always call on Jesus. As a matter of fact, let's do that right now. Let's call on Jesus. Come on, join in with me as we touch and agree in prayer. Let's pray right now. Most heavenly, everlasting God, creator of this universe, God, we humbly submit ourselves before you. In the name of Jesus, thanking you for your son, Jesus Christ. And as we come, oh God, we come acknowledging that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the light. You said no man can come to the Father except he go through the Son. And we reverence Jesus today and thanking you, oh God, for your son, Jesus, that died on the cross and shedded his blood that we all may have a right to everlasting life. But in the third day he got up, rose with all power in his hand. So the same power that he has, he's given us power to get wealth. He's given us power to lay hands on the sick that they may recover. He's given us power to speak out of our mouth life. He's given us power to decree and declare about in the name of Jesus that by Jesus Christ we are healed, even though there are those today that may be going through sickness. It's the blood still works. The blood of Jesus Christ that he shedded on Calvary's cross. So, Lord, we thank you for this day, for the blood. We thank you, God, for grace and mercy. We thank you, God, for those that you have allowed us to be in their presence and those to be in our presence that have been a blessing to us. And those we have been a blessing to. God, and because of your love, your kindness, and tender mercy, we embrace you so close, Lord, just embracing you and asking you, God, to protect our children, our families, our home, our community. Lord, touch those that are in high positions around the world, wherever they are. And God, I pray that those right now that don't know you as their Lord and Savior, that they will come in repentance asking, what must I do to be saved? And if there's one today that don't know Jesus as their Lord and Savior, I believe today, God, that they shall come in repentance from the north, south, east, and west in Jesus' name. Lord, I'm praying right now for that young boy that's on drugs and on alcohol, that young girl on drugs, on alcohol, that young girl that is prostituting her body and selling her body to get money. But God, we know there is a better way for them. And I'm praying, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will send forth your angels, send that man and that woman that will be able to speak encouraging words to them that will bring life into their body, their mind, their soul, and their spirit to know that you are alive today. You are still moving in the presence of your people. Lord, anoint those right now, wherever they are, in the hospital, the rest home, those that are lying on the bed of affliction, those that have not been able to move their body because of lack of strength, but we're praying for strength in the name of Jesus. We're praying for healing in the name of Jesus. We're praying for deliverance in Jesus' name. And Father, we pray today that if there's one don't know you as their Lord and Savior, we know that the word that you have shown us in Romans 10:9 that says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth that Jesus is the Son of God and believe in thy heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. If there's one today that don't know Jesus, I pray that you will pray along with me and accept him in your life today. I've read that to you, what Romans 10:9 says. And if that's you today and you're ready to surrender to Christ, I want you to repeat after me. Lord, I come to you today as a sinner. I repent of my sins and I confess with my mouth that Jesus is the Son of God. I believe in my heart that God has raised him from the dead. Lord, take me back into your arms. I'm willing to change my life this day. Lord, I thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Brothers and sisters, if that's you today and you surrender to Christ, I want you to not think about your past or what you did yesterday. Jesus said, come as ye are, and if you came today as you were, regardless of what you did yesterday, you're a new creature in Christ. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. You are a new creature in Christ. So today, the angels are rejoicing, and our brothers and sisters in Christ are rejoicing for you. And I want to advise you to get into a Bible-based church, a church that is teaching the word of God from Genesis to Revelation, line upon line and precept upon precept. And as you begin to get into that Bible study, a Sunday school, a friend of yours you know that's going to church, or someone in your family, begin to read God's word as much as you can, to study, to show thyself approved, rightly dividing God's word. And the more you read, the more you're going to hear from God. The more you hear from God, the stronger you will grow in the Spirit. So we thank God for you coming forth in repentance and giving your life to Jesus Christ today. We are so happy that you changed over and came over to the winning side in Jesus' name. All right, brothers and sisters. All right, let's get back with more gospel music. We thank you so much for catching the wave, your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world. Our website again, nfiradio.com. Now, back with more great gospel music.
Jesus,
yes, oppression must be.
In Jesus' name. I want y'all to help us do it. Lift your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful.
For the things
that you have done. Look at them and tell them, yes, I'm grateful.
Grateful for
the victory that we've won.
We
could go on and on. About your works.
About your works.
Because I'm grateful.
Because I'm grateful, grateful, so grateful. Just
praise you, Lord.
Praise you, Lord.
Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
Strong, some things we can't change. churches, pornography in the school. You got gangsters in power and lawbreakers making rules. Spiritual advisors to guide your every move. We can't even walk except our steps have been approved. Do you ever wonder just what God requires? Do you think he's just an errand boy to satisfy your desire? Tell me,
when we gonna wake up?
I wanna know,
when we gonna make a change?
Tell me, some
things we can't change.
Can't take nothing with you, but it's worthless to be sold. They tell me time is money, but what about your soul? There's a man on the cross, and he's been crucified. Do you have any idea why he died? Tell me,
when we gonna wake up?
I wanna know,
when we gonna make a change?
I wanna say it again.
When we gonna wake up?
I wanna know.
When we gonna make a change?
Gotta be strong.
How many people in here know that there are people that are in the world, you know, we complain about our circumstance all the time, but there are people in the world who are less fortunate than us. And sometimes they need a helping hand, you know. There are people all over the country that are homeless, you know, and you should help them out, you know. Give them something, you know, but be careful when you give them something, though, because sometimes them people try to trick you. Like the other day, a man helped me to something. He let me realize, you know. I was pulling up in the gas station, you know, I pull up, I'm about to go in and get my $1.50 worth of gas, you know. Oh, I'm the only one? Stop me if I'm lying. Now, time be hard. I just need enough to get home. Get that $1.50 worth of gas. I'm getting ready to go in, and this old man, you know, I noticed was walking up to me, so you know how y'all do. And he walked up here, hey, brother, let me talk to you. I said, go on, man, I ain't got it, man. Go on now. Quit playing, go on. He said, man, hold on, man. I ain't come to beg you for no money. I'm going to challenge you for it. I said, how you going to challenge me for my money? He said, look here. I'm going to ask you a question. And if you answer it right, I'm going to give you 3 chances to answer this question. If you get it right, I'll give you $2. But if you get it wrong, you got to give me $5. So I'm looking at this man saying, you know, I'm an educated brother. It ain't no question that this brother can think of that I can't answer. Plus, you know, I need some extra money for some gas. So I say, go ahead, brother. Ask me the question then. Go ahead. He said, brother, what is the strongest nation in the world? I say, the strongest nation in the world? Me being a proud black Afro-American man from Africa, the motherland, I say Africa. That's the strongest nation in the world. He said, you big dummy, that's a continent. You got 2 more chances. So I say, strongest nation in the world, strongest nation in the world. Got to be a place with a lot of people and a lot of life. A lot of people and a lot of buildings. A lot of people and a lot of technology. China, that's the strongest nation in the world. They smart and they got a lot of people. He said, wrong again. Yeah, I say, well, strongest nation in the world. I started getting nervous, y'all. I say, strongest nation in the world. Why I didn't think of it before? We standing right here in it. Land of the free, home of the brave. United States of America. That's the strongest nation in the world. He said, wrong again. I say, well, brother, if you're so smart, you tell me what's the strongest nation in the world. He said, brother, the strongest nation in the world is a donation. Give me my $5. He wasn't lying either. That's the strongest nation, the donation.
Oh, man, you are telling the truth. Everywhere you go, everybody's asking for a donation. You know, you go into the grocery stores. They have a space there where they are contributing and taking up monies, you know, from whatever you purchase. They want to ask you, do you want to donate to this and that? And you go to another place, they are asking for donation for this or that. So I don't know. The only place I don't think they're asking for a donation, believe it or not, and I don't even want to even say, I won't say. But, you know, it's amazing, you know, looking back down memory lane, going back in the early years, it wasn't quite that way, not that bad anyway. All right, well, look, we are right at the top of the hour, and I'm going to be right here with you, and more music all the way up to 8 o'clock tonight. Once again, want to thank you for catching the wave right here on our website, nfiradio.com. You can call in and listen with your mobile phone, 347-215-8049, or on Facebook at NFI Radio Gospel Network, your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world. We'll be right back with more great gospel music. Got to take a pause for the calls for the station ID.
You're tuned into the Stellar Award-winning Internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
It's the Anointed One.
On your radio. Yo.
Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
You are now in the mix with the smoothest DJ on the planet.
You're listening to the Anointed One.
You'll make two, cause there ain't no limit what God can do. He said, if you go, don't worry about Joseph. He said, all you have to do is make a step, just move. He said, Moses down in Egypt land, with only a rod in his hand. But with things got hard in the stretch out. I kept on walking, but I made myself. You ought to make yourself. Make it in the master's name. Don't you wait on tomorrow. Tomorrow might be too late. You know tomorrow's sun shine on your way. You ought to make that step. You ought to make that step. You ought to make it right now. You ought to make it right now. You gotta make it, that's it. You gotta make that step, it goes here. Step, hold it, somebody.
wanna go. You gotta lose that Holy Ghost revelation. You know what he said. He said, I'll be looted from the earth. I'll draw all the world under me. Oh! You can
station. turn it up, turn it up, turn it up, turn it up. Come on, put your hands together, put your hands together. We clap like this back in the day. We still know how to clap like this? You still know how to clap like this? Come on, throw the praise, let's take it there. There's been a change.
Magicians, we just put magic into our music.
God bless us. Some years ago, back in 1997, now some of y'all might know this song. God bless us to record this little song right here. How many know Jesus will pick you up? Oh, if he has to reach way down, we're going to have some church now. Put those hands together. Y'all know this song? Some of y'all know this song. God helping us sing. Here we go. Listen. If it has to reach way,
she will pick you up.
If he has to reach
way,
oh yeah,
she will pick you up.
If he has to reach
way,
oh yeah, I can't hear
you.
Up. Jesus,
she will pick you up. If he has to reach way,
so if it has to reach
way,
Jesus,
he will pick you up.
If he has to reach
way.
Got a witness out there.
Give
me that truth. Oh, Lord. Jesus. Listen, listen. If you go out and party all night long, singing in the choir on Sunday morning, you done nothing wrong. If you can't sing the way you used to, listen here, it's like I don't understand things. What? If it has to reach way, Jesus,
he will pick you up.
If he has to
reach
way, can I get a sanctified witness?
He will pick you up.
If he has to reach
way,
yes, he will.
He will pick you up.
Jesus,
he will pick you up.
I got one more thing, listen here. Preachers, if you're in the pulpit, preaching so long, just preaching for the money, and I care it for the soul. If you can't preach my word the way you used to, it's cause I don't understand things, but I couldn't do it if I had to reach away. Jesus,
he'll pick you up.
If he has to
reach away, Jesus, he'll pick you up.
If he has to
reach away,
yes, he will. Jesus, oh, I feel good. Should ever have
it.
If he has to
reach,
if the Lord has to reach, with down on your soul, to touch your eyes, to touch your heart, to touch your mind, make everything all right. We came to let you know, she will pick you up. Can't nobody do
you.
Like Jesus came, just let him be the
lover
of your life. He can be a heart sister. He can be a heart sister. He can be a mama leader. Said yes to
you.
Said yes to you. Said yes to
you.
I know here we are. I know here we are. I know here we are. I know here we are.
Jesus,
what's his name?
Jesus,
I can't hear
Jesus.
Everything,
Jesus.
to the stellar award-winning internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
It's the anointed one.
On your radio. Yo.
Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired. Showcase fellowship inspired.
You are now in the mix with the smoothest DJ on the planet.
You're listening to the anointed one.
Okay, here we go. Prank phone call.
Hey, we got, you know, we're going to try to do something for, you know, like Lil Darryl.
Okay, Lil Darryl.
Yeah.
Okay, let's try it. Here we go. We're going to call. I'm going to go ahead and dial a number now.
Okay.
This is Grant.
Hi, Grant. Grant Stevens, right?
Yes.
Hey, Grant, this is Brother Lewis Finley. I'm calling from Mount Sinai Missionary Baptist Church. You and your wife just joined a couple weeks ago, am I right?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. So now listen, I wanted to reach out to you. I know you guys have started the orientation, and from my understanding, you finished one class of the orientation. You got three more to go. Is that right?
Yes.
All right. So first of all, I want to say welcome to Mount Sinai, and I hope you are enjoying yourself. I know that you and your wife are a mixed couple. You're Caucasian, and she's black. Are you liking the church so far, Grant?
Absolutely. We really are enjoying it. We completed our first orientation, and so far we're really enjoying it.
Okay. Did I catch you at a bad time?
I am at work right now, but it's okay. I've got a couple minutes.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to call you, man. I was worried. I know you, because I don't think you know this, but you are the first Caucasian to join our church. And I just want to make sure you kind of knew the language and just kind of knowing what the black church is all about. And there's certain sayings and different things I think you should know so that, I just don't want you to say the wrong thing while you at the church. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Okay. So what I wanted to do, like, I wanted to give you a little black church quiz. So you can kind of, maybe if you could, so you can kind of, maybe if you could, it'll let me know where you are, you know, if you're on a lower level or a high level as far as being knowledgeable about the black church. Like, fill this blank in for me, Grant, if you don't mind. I just want to take a little bit of your time and I'll let you get back to work. But first of all, give a blank to God.
Give a.
What would go in that blank right there? First of all, give a blank to God.
Yeah, all I can think of top of my head is give thanks to God.
No, see, that's wrong. See, that's wrong. See, what it is, first of all, give a honor to God. All right, remember that. Oh. First of all, give an honor to God. You got that?
Okay, yes.
Okay, first of all, give an honor to God, who is the blank of my life. What goes in the blank? First of all, give an honor to God, who is the blank of my life.
The love of my life.
No. See, that's wrong. First of all, give an honor to God, who is the head of my life.
Are you sure?
I'm sorry.
Okay. I was just. Are you sure? Are you sure about that?
Oh, I'm definitely sure about mine. Don't. What I don't want you to do is question what. I know. I'm from the black church. I know. You
okay.
Don't,
no.
You
I wasn't. I wasn't you. Questioning you, sir. I wasn't questioning. I'm sorry. I've just always heard it that way, but.
Okay, so I'm trying to give you the understanding of knowing what the black church is about. You understand?
I understand. I appreciate you. I apologize, sir.
Okay. Now,
look, I don't know these answers, obviously, but I've got a meeting I got to get to here in a minute. I'm curious. Everyone in the church gets phone calls?
Well, wait a minute, Grant. I know you have a meeting, but what's more important, your meeting or knowing your position at the black church? What's more important?
I really don't have time for this right now. I can't believe this is actually happening. Like, does your pastor even know that you're calling me right now?
Well, no, I took the liberty of myself when I realized you was Caucasian that I would call and try to help you so you would know what to do when you're in the black church when people are saying certain things. Okay. Grant, if you don't mind, just do this for me, Grant. Like, do you know what hooping is?
Hooping? Like hula hooping?
No. Hooping is when the pastor is at the end of his sermon. So listen to this. Good God Almighty. Do that for me if you would, Grant.
Oh, Lord. Oh, God Almighty.
No. One more. Let's just keep, come on. You with me now. Oh, Lord. Good God Almighty. Try it again, Grant.
I can't believe I'm doing this. Oh, Lord, oh, yeah. Oh, God Almighty.
Okay. Hey, Grant, do you think maybe it's possible that me and you can have some sessions before you come back to the church and I can prepare you more?
Hey, man, listen, you have caught me at a really bad time, and I'm quite honestly just so frustrated. Like, I've never heard of a quiz like this. I'm really offended, to be honest with you. Like, do you guys not want me to go to your church anymore? Like, a matter of fact, dude, you should be calling my wife right now. She's black.
Well, she should already know the quiz question. You the one don't know her. Why am I going to call her? I should call you.
I am at work right now. I have a meeting to get to in just a minute. I don't know what you're doing, and I hold on a second. I have got to close my office door. This is so embarrassing. I have never ever received a phone call like this in my life. And you better be lucky. I mean, I want to talk to your pastor. I am going to talk to him next Sunday. No joke.
Well, I didn't mean for you to get hostile like that. I didn't mean to upset you or nothing like that. Well, can I say something else to you?
One last thing, and I have to go.
Okay. I just want to let you know, your wife, Carolyn, got me to prank phone call you.
Shut up. Oh, I am so sorry. I am so sorry.
Are you good? You all right?
I'm all right, man. I'm all right. A little embarrassed, but I'm all right.
Grant, you got to do it for me one more time. Oh, Lord, good God Almighty.
Oh, Lord, oh, yeah, God Almighty.
You're tuned into the Stellar Award-winning Internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
The Anointed One.
On your radio. Yo.
Keep it locked right here.
Showcase Fellowship Inspired.
Showcase Fellowship Inspire.
You are now in the mix with the smoothest DJ on the planet.
You're listening to the Anointed One.
I'm Doc Drew, and I want everyone to know the man from Galilee. Here's Chris Bird in True Victory. Help me say it.
Do you know the man from Galilee?
He preached the word.
He preached the word.
And set men free. They hung him high.
They hung him high upon a tree.
And I wonder,
do you know the man from Galilee?
Bishop Rance Allen, the Bible speaks of this man in Matthew 9 and 20. Can you help me?
He healed the woman with an issue of blood.
Yeah.
He turned the water into wine.
Thank you, Bishop.
You fed my with two fish and five loaves of bread. And he raised Lazarus from the dead. For you and me. Do you know the man?
Good afternoon, and God bless you, and welcome to 30 Minutes Power Prayer. Join us as we touch and agree on one accord, believing God that souls will be saved, set free, and delivered. Feel free to call in at any time during the 30 Minutes Power Prayer at 347-215-8049. That number again, you can call in for your prayer request right now at 347-215-8049. We have ministers standing by to pray with you and pastors, touching and agreeing and believing by faith that you will get your breakthrough. Call now. God's word lets us know that if we believe by faith, all things are possible. Join us right now as we bind, decree, and declare by Jesus Christ, you are healed. Now, let us go into prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. It is Tuesday, August the 17th, 2021. And as we prepare to go into prayer today, and you know, every day is a day of thanksgiving. We should take the time and praise his name and give him all the glory and all the honor because he's truly worthy to be praised. So today we're just going to just be so grateful and praise his name in spite of all that we're hearing. It's just constantly over and over. And the more you turn the television on, the more you hear things that are happening and occurring. And we can get so tied up into the media that we forget who our Savior is. And we'll forget what purpose he was on the cross for. We'll forget that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. So we have to stay in position and knowing that we must press toward the mark of the high calling, which is Christ Jesus. And we're going to hear others debate different discussions on what a person should do here and what another one should do there and all these things. You're going to hear people bring different things in front. And these are things that are occurring that the Bible is fulfilling what it said it would take place. These are perilous times we are facing and dealing. And most people are going through a crisis situation that they are being frustrated. They are being in a place of fear. And we know that fear is of the enemy. We must put on the whole armor of God. We must put on the whole armor of God. And when you put that armor on, from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, and walking with the breastplate of righteousness, knowing and proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ, and speaking with your mouth openly and trusting in Jesus that I know that my Redeemer lives. I trust in the Lord with my whole heart. I do not lean to my own understanding because I'm walking by faith, not by sight. The more you understand and have that relationship with him, he'll never leave you nor forsake you. My God, somebody's praising God right now. I know a breakthrough is about to happen for somebody today, that you received that check in the mail that you were supposed to receive it in the next week or two, and it came today, and you're praising God and thanking him for that blessing. Yes, he's that type of God. He may not come when you want him. He may not come when you think he's coming. He can come quicker than you think he's supposed to show up. And when he show up, he'll show out. And when he bless you, it runs over. And when he allows you to see that he's blessing you with, you ought to share that testimony and testify the goodness of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that his word still lives and his word still stands. When you're standing on the promises of Christ, our Savior, when you're standing on the promises of Christ, our King, when you know that relationship that you have with him, nothing and no devil in hell can separate you from the love of him. And I'm speaking of Jesus Christ. So we are to stand. After you've done all you can, keep standing, brother. Keep standing, sister. Keep believing and walking by faith. Hallelujah, anyhow. It is the highest praise. Somebody ought to say hallelujah, anyhow. I may not have the monies that I need in my pocket right now. I may not have the car that I'm satisfied with right now. But I'm believing God and knowing God sees what I need. And he will prepare that what I need and already is positioning it for me to receive it. You got to proclaim it and begin to speak it. I receive my new car. I receive my new home. I receive that check in the mail. I receive that extra money that somebody's going to be a blessing to me that I didn't even know was going to bless me with some furniture. So I believe today that somebody that's lying in the bed of affliction and they've been waiting and waiting and waiting for deliverance, and God sees your heart and he is going to deliver you right where you are. You got to believe it and speak it. And when you begin to speak it, God will reveal it to you and show you exactly how to receive it. And when you receive the goodness of the Lord, when you understand that I am, that I am a more than a conqueror, when you understand that you serve a mighty God, and whatever you ask in his name, he will be in the midst of you. That's why he pours on the blessing, that when he begins to pour the blessings on you, it runs over from one house to the next, from your children to your grandchildren, from your grandchildren to your friends, from your friends to your whole entire family. That's the type of God we serve. But you can't receive it if you don't have the faith. Today is a day of you to walk by faith. Today is proclaimed that when you speak out of your mouth, you're speaking life out of your mouth, proclaiming that Jesus will deliver right on time. God is delivering somebody right now. The doctors even said, I don't see no way out of this situation. I don't see no way they can get out of this thing that they are going through. But even though they see in that what they see in the natural, but God is doing something right now in the spirit. The angels are encamped around about you right now. Even though what you see in the natural, God is dealing with you in the spirit. And I pray in the name of Jesus that he will send forth the Holy Ghost, and it will begin to quicken your mortal body. And as it begin to quicken your body, it will be like it did with Lazarus. And you'll begin to rise up out of that bed. You'll begin to rise up from that sickness. You'll begin to proclaim the joy that the Lord delivered you right where you are in spite of what the doctor said. I'm believing God. I want you to believe God today. I don't know what you're dealing with. There are some papers that you done sent out and some papers you done signed, and on the other end, you're waiting for the results. And there are some papers that some of you right now that are in a correctional center, even your son or daughter is in that place right now. And they've signed some papers, and the papers said they are supposed to wait another 15 years before they can get out. But the God we serve, I speak it in the atmosphere right now in the name of Jesus. For every young boy, young girl that's in a correctional center and they were placed in now and they didn't do what man said they did. They didn't do what was told to somebody else that lied on them. I reverse the papers around and turn the dates around. I speak it in the atmosphere in the name of Jesus. I bind that hindering spirit that has told a lie upon these young people. I bind that spirit has grabbed a hold to their mindset and caused them to be in that situation. But I right now in the name of Jesus send it back to the bits from where it came from. I speak to the spirit of that girl. I speak to the spirit of that young boy. And I speak in the name of Jesus that they shall hear the voice of the Lord. And as they hear the voice of the Lord, they shall begin to worship and praise God. They shall begin to worship, lift up their voice, and call on the name of Jesus. And as he hear their calling his name, he will be right there in the midst of them to deliver them right out of that situation, like he did Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, like he did the woman that had the issue of blood. Oh, there are so many people that God is delivering right now. That's why we don't hear it over the media, because they don't want to worship the God that we serve. They don't want to walk in the newness of life. They want to continue to try to be more than God. They want to continue to look where they are in their place of where they went for in their schooling or their education. But I know that our Redeemers live. And because he live in us, God can take a nobody and turn them around to be somebody, being more than what they ever thought they would be. There are some of you right now, you're feeling down and you're feeling a little distressed. There are many college students right now that don't have the job that they've been looking for and seeking for because there's no jobs available in their field. Some of them have already been taken up. But I speak today in the name of Jesus for those of you who have had that and received that diploma in education. I speak in the name of Jesus that your mind will be focused on Jesus. Focus your mind on Jesus, speaking life to your spirit that I will receive that open position in the name of Jesus. Call it out right now in the name of Jesus, the job that you want. Call it out right now in the name of Jesus. And then begin to dial that number where you apply that application and proclaim it and speak to that person that's in charge of that and tell them the Lord said, that job I'm supposed to have, that job I know it's for me. That job I'm ready and I'm qualified because I know that my God that I serve has positioned me for that position. You got to speak life out of your mouth. You got to proclaim the victory and knowing that God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all, more than you could even think or ask. You got to walk by faith, brother. You got to walk by faith, sister. You've been walking by the natural man. But remember, God is a spirit. He's a spirit. You remember that day that you came to Christ and you gave your life to Christ? You remember that day that you were baptized in the name of Jesus? Do you remember that day? It still haven't left you. It hasn't left you. The enemy wants to play with your mind to make you think that has left you. There is something on the inside of you that's greater than the forces on the outside of you. The word let us know that there is a bomb in Gilead. That bomb is birthed in you. It's the Spirit of God. It keeps you moving, motivated. Somebody ought to say, I'm ready and I'm rejuvenated to praise God in spite of the situation that I'm around because God gives me the strength to get wealth. Somebody said, I'm getting wealth today. Those of you that you think that the wealth that Jesus is talking about is financial wealth. Oh, my God. There is something greater than the wealth that's financial. There is a greater calling upon your life that God has birthed in you even from your mother's womb. You got to tap into the Spirit to receive it. You got to know the man that we're talking about named Jesus. He's the one. He's the way, the truth, and the light that no man can get to the Father except to go through the Son. So we're going to go to the Father today. We're going to him in the name of Jesus. I don't know about you, but I know all these things that are occurring from one country to the next, one city to the next, and all these different spirits are rising up, and they call it a virus. But somebody said, we're covered under the blood of Jesus Christ that paid his price on Calvary's cross. It's the blood. It never loses power. It's the blood. It still works. All you got to do is speak it. I'm covered under the blood of Jesus Christ. My family is covered under the blood of Jesus Christ. My children is covered under the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm covered from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet. I feel the presence of the Lord today. He's telling somebody to come out from among them and be ye separated. You've been running back and forth and back and forth and back from one year to the next year, from one month to the next month, and you still expecting different results. And God saying, I've already showed you, and it shall be changed, but you got to change yourself from walking into the same place that you've been walking in, and it starts with you. So you got to begin to make a transition and prepare yourself for the preparation for where God is getting ready to take you. My God, somebody, I don't know who you are, but God is telling me to tell you right now, if you expect a miracle in the name of Jesus Christ, to just begin to wave your hand before the Lord. Just begin to wave your hand before the Lord. Wave your hand. Wave your hand before the Lord. Both hands. Come on, wave them before the Lord and begin to worship him. Yes, worship. Come on. Come on, come on, you're getting there. Worship, come on. Yes, he sees you, and he honors your worship and praise. Come on, don't stop. Keep worshiping. Come on, come on. Worship, come on. Worship, come on, come on, come on. We're getting there. Today is a day of expectation, a day of divine healing, a day of setting the captives free and undoing the heavy burden. Some of you been burdened down. You've been carrying it on your shoulder from one day to the next. And God's saying, don't take it upon yourself. Turn it over to me. I am the Lord that saith the Lord. I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord that brings out the best of you. and I can give it to you if you allow me to place my spirit upon you, the anointing of the Holy Spirit of God. Feel his presence right now. Yes, he's right there in your home right now. He's right there in your automobile right now, wherever you are. The God we serve when we pray to the Lord our God. There are thousands, millions of people praying before the Lord at the same time, and he hears our prayer. Now, who wouldn't want to serve a God like that? He hears your prayer when somebody else is praying and hundreds of others praying. He hears your prayer. There's only one that I know can do that, and his name is Jesus. Somebody say Jesus with me. Jesus is still alive. He's still alive, and he's still doing what he's doing. So today, let us come before the Lord. Let us come with worship and praise, knowing that he's able to give you that breakthrough. So now, Father, in the name of Jesus, the sweetest name that we know, we come before you, oh God, asking you right now to touch each and every heart that is listening today over this network for whatever need they desire, that they need help in. Financial sickness, going through a marriage separation. The enemy has come in to cause harm in their relationship, in their marriage. We call on you, Jesus. Lord, you know who they are. And you see their hearts and their desires. And I come against that spirit right now that has brought pollution, brought a polluted mind distraction to those people. And I speak to that spirit to loose them right now in the name of Jesus. Loose that young boy. Loose that girl. Loose that man. Loose that woman in the name of Jesus. I speak to the man that is deaf, that can hear. Ephathau. Ephathau. Loose them. I speak it right now in the name of Jesus. Ears open right now in the name of Jesus. Loose that man right now. Ephathau. Loose his ears that he may hear again in the name of Jesus. I send you back, spirit, to the abyss from where you came from. For the blood of Jesus is against you. He shall hear again. She shall hear again in the name of Jesus. Father, for there are many right now financially hurting. They are relying on the government. But Lord, I pray today that they will see a different mindset, that they will come to you, and as they come with a sincere heart, that God, you would show them that you are the way, that they shall depend on you to bring them out of that situation. And as they begin to pray in the name of Jesus, trusting you and speaking life to their spirit, God, that spirit has been hindering them right now, I rebuke it, and I command you now to dry up and go back to the abyss, pits of hell from where you came from. For the blood of Jesus is against you, spirit. You have no place upon that man. You have no place upon that woman. I speak life to their spirit, that they shall rise up and walk, that shall rise up and be financially blessed right now in the name of Jesus, that they are right now walking in the favor of God in the name of Jesus. I rebuke you now, Satan. You have no place upon the people of God. I rebuke you now, Satan. Those of you been practicing witchcraft in the atmosphere, you have no place upon the people. I speak in the name of Jesus that the Holy Spirit of God shall arrest you and send you back now to the pits of hell in the name of Jesus. And everyone that's been practicing this spirit, no longer shall it manifest, that it will be crushed back to the roots, and that it shall dry up in the name of Jesus. Loose that man and woman right now that's been walking in that spirit of darkness in the name of Jesus. Loose their mind, loose their heart, loose their body, and remove everything that the enemy had came forth to try to cause harm to that person. Father, we thank you. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. We give you the honor because you're worthy. You're worthy to be praised. So if I were you today, regardless of what way you woke up, don't allow nothing to separate you from the love of God. Don't allow nothing to steal your joy. The enemy don't want you to have no joy. The enemy has tried to tap and peek into the future for what God had for you. And that's why he's upset, because he wants to crush that God is pouring on you to be a blessing in your life. But you got to begin to speak life out of your mouth. The enemy don't like for to hear the word life, because Jesus said, I come that ye may have life, that more and abundantly. God wants you to have the abundance right now. So begin to speak out of your mouth. I'm receiving the abundance of God today. Regardless of what others may say, regardless of what they may think, but I'm believing God for my miracle. I'm trusting in you, God, for my breakthrough. I know today you haven't failed me yet. That's why I can shout with a voice of victory, because I know my Redeemer's live. So today, those of you, if you know your Redeemer live, walk by faith, not by sight. I feel a breakthrough right now. Oh, my God. There's anointing in the presence of who are those that are listening right now. A fresh anointing for you. All you got to do is just walk by faith. You know, there's peace in the midst of the storm. There's peace right where you are. Frustration comes your way. But you remember something that Jesus said, vengeance, don't try to do it yourself. Many times we try to do it ourselves, and we forget who is the creator above all, through all, and in us all. It's the Lord Christ Jesus. So today, turn it over to Jesus. Vengeance is mine, said the Lord, I shall repay. Trust the God we serve. Lean not to your own understanding. God, we thank you for this opportunity to come before your people. We give you all the praise. We worship and honor you on this Tuesday, August the 17th, 2021. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our Savior. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hello, this is Elder Carol Hatch, Pastor Word of Deliverance Ministry on NFI Gospel Radio Network. I'm inviting you to come and listen to me on Tuesdays at 1 o'clock p.m. every week. And I am so excited, and Word of Deliverance means that if you are bound down with something and you want to get free, just come and get a word from the Lord. Because we try to say exactly what the Lord say. I'm inviting you to come on Tuesdays at 1 o'clock. Come and catch the wave in Jesus' name.
Be sure to join Elder Carrie Hurst, Pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministries, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. And now let's join Elder Carrie Hurst, Pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministries out of Raleigh, North Carolina.
Good Tuesday afternoon to you. What a great day to be alive. We thank God for being here, and we thank God that you are there. And we're going to worship the Lord together for just a little while. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, Lord, we just say thank you. Lord, we thank you for your grace, and we thank you for your mercy. Lord, we even thank you for your word. Lord, we thank you for waking us up this morning, clothed in our right mind. Hallelujah. You gave us the use and activities of our limbs. And, Lord, if you hadn't done any for any of that, we just want to say thank you, God, for sending your son to go to the cross that we might have a right to the tree of life. And we just said thank you. Lord, even as I open my mouth to expound on your word, Lord, open the spiritual ear that we can hear what you have to say to us. For us, in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Come, worship the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. See, a lot of times we have to exalt his name. And we go through a lot of things, and we preach, and we teach, and we talk, and somehow or another, people, I don't know if they don't hear what we are saying. I just don't quite get what their way of thinking is. But you can preach a message, and people will agree with you 100%. But once they agree with you, they go ahead and keep doing the same thing the same way. And today we're going to use for a subject words. We're going to use for a subject words. And the first scripture that we're going to read, because we're going to read several scriptures here, is we're looking at Peter and we're looking at Jesus. When Jesus said, when they were going out from Jerusalem after they had gone there, and we go to St. Mark chapter 11, start reading at verse 21, and it says, Peter calling to remembrance saith unto him, Master, behold a fig tree which thou cursest is withered away. And Jesus answered and said unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any. Hallelujah. Now we're going to go over to Proverbs. Now let me do this other one first. St. John chapter 1. Verse 1, and it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Now let us go to Proverbs chapter 18. Verse 21, and it says this, life, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Hallelujah. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. But you know what? I hear people do say things all of the time that curse themselves and don't know it. And you can tell them what the words say. And they will continue to say the same thing and to do the same thing. That's what I don't get. I know one time at a church that I was preaching at, the Lord gave me the same message 4 Sundays straight.
And everybody agreed, saying, amen, amen, amen. And then they keep right on saying, yeah, I told the Lord so and so and so. But see, what they were not hearing what I said. When the word says, speak to the mountain. Speak to the mountain. And the mountain, I have to move. And they said, yeah, I told God about it. Okay, I had one man that said, well, this man's sister told me her brother was a non-believer. And they had taken off one of his legs, and his other leg was had those blue streaks running up and down in it. And they was talking about taking that leg off. And I asked her if she would like for me to pray for his leg. She said, you can go, but he don't believe it. I said, I didn't ask you whether or not he believes it or not. I believe it, and God can hear it. I went and prayed for the man's leg. And I spoke to that leg, and I told that leg for all of the inflammation to get out of that leg and all of the gangrene to get out of that leg. We weren't having that. The word said, if any sick among you, call for the elders of the church, let them anoint you with oil and pray over you, and you would be healed. I talked to that leg, and I told that gangrene. I said, now you get out. The next time I heard that lady was when the church was giving me an appreciation program. She came and she said that that leg healed up overnight. They didn't understand. The doctors didn't understand what had happened. But the leg healed up overnight, and they didn't take his leg off. And he, by that, became a believer, that he believed that Jesus, Son of God, and that Jesus, hallelujah, that Jesus died for his sin. And he got saved because God healed his leg after he saw me anoint his leg with oil and then speak to his leg and tell his leg what the word of God said. And what it had to do. Hallelujah. That's what we have to understand, that, hallelujah, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Sometimes we can just sit up and talk about people. Hallelujah. And the word said, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. But we sit down and we'll talk about the saints of God, the ones that's living according to what this word says. Hallelujah, we keep right on talking about them. And I see people all of the time, they think it's all right if somebody else write a book and sell it. But if a preacher write a book and sell it, they think that's wrong. And if you ask them, say, well, do you think everybody else ought to go out and work and then take the money that they work for and give? And they ought to give their money away? Well, no, they're not preachers. Y'all did not sell the word of God. They're not selling the word of God. What they are selling is work. When they sit out and they have to study for hours and hours and hours and do research. Hallelujah. And then people think that because they have a title, it's okay. A basketball player can go out and make millions of dollars. Football players make millions of dollars. I was reading online today that Judge Judy made several hundred thousand dollars a year. Millions of dollars a year. And she has written books. But it's okay if she keep hers. She did research on it. But it's okay for her to sell her book. And they think that everything that belongs to God, God shouldn't have anything when all of it belongs to him. And when you put your mouth on God's people after he bless them, and you busy trying to curse them, all that happens is the task falls back on the person that sent it out in the first place. So we need to be really careful what we take our tongue and do. Hallelujah. The word says, to offend one of my least ones, you might as well be in the depth of the sea with a millstone about your neck. In other words, you need to have a, when you talk about God's people or when you hurt God's people, hallelujah, you might as well be out in the middle of the ocean that's, I don't know how deep it is, with a center block tied around your neck. And you know a center block is heavy. So we have to be careful what we take out of tongue and do. Hallelujah. Even, and you can't say, well, that person is not saved. You don't know whether that person is saved or not. You don't know. Hallelujah. You might just be, they might just be saved out of God's will right at that minute. Hallelujah. So you got to learn not to put your mouth on folks. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Because then I hear people say, well, my diabetes, my cancer, it didn't belong to me. It belonged to the devil. That's where it came from. It came straight from the pits of hell. So that's where we have to send it back to. Tell it where to go back to. Hallelujah. I thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. I had one man. Hallelujah. He was a preacher. Hallelujah. He may have heard me say it before, but he was quiet, and he was quiet, and he was quiet. Hallelujah. And I asked him, what's the matter? He said, they're going to take my wife's foot off tomorrow. I said, who said that? He said, the doctor said it. I said, would you do something that looked really stupid if it would save your, if you thought it would save your wife's foot? He said, I sure would. I told him, go down to Mark, the 11th chapter. Read it, Mark, the 11th chapter, verses 21 through 26. If you got anything in your heart against anybody, I don't care what they did to you 18 years ago, or it could have been 50, 11 years ago, forgive them. Turn it loose. It's not worth holding on to it. It's heavy. Hallelujah. The word told us to get rid of every weight or every sin that would beset us. If you run away a race, you don't need to be carrying something that's too heavy. Hallelujah. Those words, hallelujah, that you talk about, folks, they're too heavy. You don't need to carry them. You notice that when a horse is running the race, hallelujah, at the Kentucky Derby, they always get these little bitty people. Hallelujah, to ride the horses back because they know, hallelujah, the work, the less weight they carry, the faster they can go. Hallelujah, you notice that, hallelujah, the winner usually have the smallest jockey. Hallelujah, they run. Hallelujah, if you run the race, you run in the wind. So you have to trust God. Hallelujah, and be careful with the words you use. God, those words are powerful. Hallelujah, because, see, Jesus is the Word. Hallelujah, he is the Word. And when God made a whole earth, he created everything. Hallelujah, he created it with words. Hallelujah, the Word for in the beginning was the Word. Before anything else was, that was the Word. Hallelujah, how can I say before anything else was? Ella Harris, I thought you said, hallelujah, that God was from the beginning. But Jesus is God, God is Jesus, the Holy Ghost is God, and all of them, hallelujah, is Jesus. Hallelujah. And they're all word. They're all truth. They're all light. And once you begin to understand this, and you hook them all up together, you can use the word of God, hallelujah, because he gave us the authority, hallelujah, before he left earth. When Jesus left earth to go back to heaven, hallelujah, he told us to go and preach the gospel, hallelujah. And when you preach, you're talking. When you're talking, you're using words, hallelujah, and you can tell somebody, Hallelujah. And I've seen people do it even as a child. Hallelujah. They say, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That's the biggest lie that come out of the pits of hell. Hallelujah. Words do hurt you. Hallelujah. When, hallelujah, people see that you're way overweight and you use words like you laughing at them or making fun of somebody that's way overweight. Or you might make fun of people that's too skinny. You might make fun of females that's too tall. Hallelujah. But let me tell you something. When you're laughing about that, it hurts. Those things hurt. Hallelujah. When you say, oh, that person is ugly, that hurts. Hallelujah. And so when people say, they think they're saying something really smart. Hallelujah. If they want to say something, say, okay, I'm a child of God. God made me, and God didn't make no mess. Remind your own self of that. The word said David, hallelujah, talked to himself when he was on his bed. Hallelujah, when he was feeling down, when David was feeling depressed. Hallelujah, he talked to himself. Hallelujah, when you're trying to do something, and the people around you, sometimes it's your mother that say things that she doesn't understand. Hallelujah, how it hurt when you trying to get something done and she doesn't have the faith, hallelujah, to stand with you. Hallelujah, say, oh, you can't get that done. You need to go over here and get you a job. You might be trying to be a full-time pastor. And she say, well, they ain't going to hire you for no pastor. They're not going to do it. You need to go over here and you need to get a job digging ditches. That hurt. We need to not do that. We need to use our words to encourage people, to lift them up. Hallelujah. I noticed my daughter told her friend, said, when I went into foster care, she said, my foster mother that eventually adopted me, she used to hug us all the time and kiss us and tell us how special we were. Hallelujah. I remember I asked my middle son one time, I said, are you crazy? He said, I don't know. I said, well, let me tell you, you are not crazy. You got a lot of sense. Hallelujah. God gave it to you. And how do I know that? Because he gave you to me. And that means you got some sense. You are special because God made you. You are special because Jesus died for you. Hallelujah. You are special because I said so. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Always boost your children up. Hallelujah. Because they see they're going to live up or down to whatever you tell them. If you tell them you're nothing, you're going to never be nothing. Hallelujah. Then when your child go out and rob a bank or steal a car or do those things, and after you've told them, they're never going to be anything. Hallelujah. Then what you say is going to come to pass. The word says you're going to get what you say. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. 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 For it is not you who speak. Matthew 20, chapter 10, verse 20 says, but it is the Spirit of your Father who speaks in you. Hallelujah. God speak within you, and you speak out what he says. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Proverbs 10:19 says, when there are many words, transgression is unavoidable, but he who restrains his lips is wise. In other words, just shut your mouth. You don't have to, everything that come into your head don't need to come out your mouth. Have you noticed that you got two ears, but you only have one mouth? That's so you speak only half of what you hear. I think that's what it's for. I thank God for that. Hallelujah. But in Ecclesiastes chapter 6, verse 11 says, for there are many words which increase futility. What then is the advantage to a man? In other words, why in the world do you need to keep flapping your lips? You don't need to say all that stuff. Don't say it. Hallelujah. You can, and then go back to First Corinthians that says death and life are in the power of the tongue. Understand this. There have been marriages broken up by somebody wagging their tongue. I meant there have been marriages just split wide open. There have been people that got killed behind somebody running their mouth and telling a lie. Hallelujah. Just last week on the TV, on the news, it was telling how these deputy sheriffs had told lies about this man, and they said that he had raped this woman and killed her. And he did 25 years in prison. And then they found out later, 25 years later, that the man, when they got DNA that proved that the man that they accused of this crime, and they said that he confessed and he hadn't confessed, They wrote this thing out, and they read the confession in court. And he hadn't said any of it. Hallelujah. So, you see, they can't give that man his 25 years back that they took from him by telling lies. See, and that goes back under that saying that sticks and stones may break my bones, the word never hurt me. They will hurt you. They will kill you. Somebody can go and tell a man that they saw his wife with somebody else. The woman come home from work where she been all this time, may have worked 10 to 15 hours that day, and then she comes home and her husband kill her because somebody told him that she was didn't work that day. Only to find out when he go to court for her murder that she was at work that day. She had worked 15 hours that day. Hallelujah. So we're talking about words. We have to be careful what we say with our mouth. And I said there was a song about a pink tornado all over your neighborhood. And I firmly believe that that's why that pink tornado they were talking about was your tongue. I firmly believe that when God made the tongue, he put it way back down your throat, pull your gums up around it, put teeth in there to shut it up, and then put your jaws and lips around it to make sure it doesn't get out and do damage to people and cause situations that's not necessary. Hallelujah. If somebody tells you something and you don't know what the factors are, don't tell nobody else. Don't pass it. Somebody told me last week just one person had died. And what I did was researched it. And it was a different person that had died. They thought they were right. They misunderstood their information. But what if I had gone out and said that this person had died that hadn't died? They would have said, you know Ella Harris told that lie. No, Ella Harris going to keep her mouth shut if she don't know what the facts are. And then even there are things that I do know and that you know that you should never tell because it's not yours to tell. Hallelujah. Sometimes you can be telling the truth and still get somebody killed. All you got to do is shut your mouth and burn your lips. Hallelujah. That's the word for today. Hallelujah. Just think of when you get ready to tell something, ask how does it help you to tell it. That's the word. Father, in the name of Jesus, we say thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord. Lord, bless my brother. I speak to his bones right now, his leg bones, both all of his leg bones, and tell them to knit back together so rapidly that doctor will be totally amazed. In the name of Jesus. Lord, look over my niece, Patricia Jonigan, and her husband and all of her children and grandchildren. In the name of Jesus. Lord, look over Reverend Kearney and bless him in a mighty way, God. Lord, send somebody into his life that will help him with the things that he need help with. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I glorify you. Lord, thank you for this network. Oh, God, just bless all of the pastors that come on and teach your word in Jesus' name. Apostle Barbara Watkins, hallelujah. Apostle May Godfrey, Lord Reverend, all of the people that used to come on the morning talk show. Oh, God, have mercy on them, God, in the name of Jesus. I glorify you, Lord. I praise you. Those in the nursing home, my niece, Emma Holder, my sons that's out on the road that do driving, Lord, bless them, God. Keep them safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. My son that's in prison, Lord, keep him safe, God. You put a shield around him in the name of Jesus. And then, Lord, all of the pastors that's pastoring these churches, God, oh, God, let them speak the truth to their congregation. Help them to stand. Lord, don't let them preach something just because that's what the people want to hear. But, Lord, help them to preach what they, hallelujah, need to hear. In the name of Jesus. Father, I lift up my pastor to you, Dr. Billy H. Newton, and his wife, little lady Clara. Lord, I just thank you for my pastor and my first lady. Lord, I thank you for them, God. Hallelujah. And just have mercy today, God. Lord, in Jesus' name, I pray this prayer. Hallelujah. We'll see you next week right here on the NFI Gospel Radio Network. Catch the wave. Bye-bye.
What a word, what a word. Elder Curry Hurst, pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministry, to God be the glory. We certainly thank you so much for that powerful word on today. Be sure to join Elder Curry Hurst every Tuesday at 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, your number one War Jet station in the world.
And you caught it first on the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Network.
Gospel music at its best. Catch the wave in HD TV.
God is a keeper. If you do, let me hear you say, I'm a believer. My God is a keeper.
My God is a keeper.
I'm a believer.
My God is a keeper.
If you believe and testify, if you believe and testify, if you believe and testify,
ooh, and testify.
If you believe and testify, if you believe and testify, if you believe and
the Hard Rock history in the making.
Thank you.
Can I come to your love? I wanna be singing your praises. tell you, if you find anything that should be, take it out, straighten me out. But I want to be right, and I want to be made whole. Another thing, I don't want to be like I used to be, living wrong. I want to feel right, and feel right, and pray right. I want to do that tonight, Lord. Take me right now, Lord. Make me, please, Lord. Another thing, anoint me, upon me, deliver me. Don't be shy. We just got a minute to do this. First thing, I need some hand clapping. Put your hand clapping in. I'll do this.
Y'all, hard rock, let's get up, let's do this right quick. Come on, come on, come on, come
on,
come on, come on, come on. Let me see you put your hands like this. Come on. Over here, put your hands like this. Come on.
That
la 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 la. Whoa, 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 whoa. Father, help your children. Don't let them fall by the side of the road. And I teach them to love one another. Heaven might find a place in my heart. Jesus, love. He won't let you down, and I know that he's mine. Mississippi, you got to walk on, oh, walk on through temptation, yeah, his love, love and his wisdom, will be our helping hand, and I know the truth, and his word. That it will be salvation, yes. Lift up your hearts and be thankful and glad. Y'all know the song say, what is it? Come on. That's what it is. And he won't let you down. And I know. But he's mine. Deep down in my soul, oh, oh. Jesus, Jesus is love. Can I get a witness out there? Can I get a witness out there? He won't let you down, and I know. Be quiet, yeah. Now, while you're doing that, get your cell phones up. Light them up. Come on. I know. Love is the power. Come on. Love is the glory. Forever. Don't mind, dear Lord. Hope you don't mind. Sing with us, hold on. Walk with you. I want to talk with you. I just want to do all the things that you want me to do. Because I know Jesus.
Jesus is the Lord.
Hey, hey. Lord, have mercy.
And if you have,
I will. First lady song, y'all. Who can bring you love?
Jesus.
Can bring you joy?
Jesus.